everybody who dealt with the draconian measures, and that's my last point. Then I just want to fucking move on. But it's like people are always like, people are always like, you know, why are you still talking about COVID? Like, why don't you just move on? It's ridiculous. I'm like, well, let's see what happened. They locked everybody up forever. It was supposed to be a couple weeks, right? They locked everybody up. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed and never opened again. Many of dozens of people that I know in their 30s, you know, who poured everything into these small businesses and restaurants and bars and never opened again. So they lost everything. They're out on their ass, right? The wealth gap got even bigger from the haves and have-nots. They lied to us over and over. They vilified early treatments. They censored legitimate doctors in the space, like Dr. Peter McCullough, like Pierre Corey, Dr. Corey, like Dr. Robert Malone, who allegedly was there in the beginning of the mRNA technology, and so many more people than that, the Alex Berensons of the world, the Weinsteins of the world, who were like writing about this, talking about this. Brett Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to check you.
And had an informed opinion about this. I mean, they were arresting people who were surfing in California. They closed the beaches. I don't know what percentage, but probably 60% or more of the country is vitamin D deficient. And, you know, vitamin D, you know, does well against the common cold, as does vitamin C, as does zinc, as does the number of home remedies that we all have. But no, stay inside, wait for this vaccine, which is 100% safe and effective, which they told us. So my whole point is, listen, they lied to us many times over. They locked us up. They closed our businesses. They increased the mental health issues exponentially. The rates of suicide went way up. And they're just like, they vilified us. The draconian things that, you know, the ridiculous. Shut down, you know, we lost billions of dollars. There's no NFL owners who are mad about this now that we look back and go, oh, well, maybe we could have stopped this with a little like early treatments or like not giving remdesivir and, you know, a ventilator to these patients. Maybe like, you know, treat it like the common cold where you know, you have symptoms and you start doing something about it. You treat it. I have a problem with that because now people are just like, oh, just move on. Just brush it on the rug. It's like, well, I have many apologies. Not by that guy in ABC.